number 21, which is on page 29, what is one condition Jesus gives for finding life? What does he mean by this? And that can be confusing because it says you've got to hate your life. How many people I sit over the table with and say, well, this is stupid. I mean, Christianity says you got to hate yourself. Well, that's not good. Everybody agrees you got to love yourself. I say, well, here's the deal that you wouldn't know otherwise. The word that's used for hate there in the original language of Greek is a comparative word, which means to love less than, and they use the word hate in English to translate that. It's a comparative word compared to something else, but it's a comparative word, and it simply means this, that when a person becomes a Christian, what it's really saying is that I love me, but there's somebody I love more, and that's when a person becomes a real follower. They love them. Like me, I love single life. I know a lot of people, now I didn't stay single that long, but, 4 years out of college, I wasn't one saying, I need to find a wife. In fact, I found a great wife, but didn't want to marry her because I love being single. And she was ready to get married, and I wasn't. One day she said, Randy, do you ever see us getting married? I said, well, absolutely. There's nobody else I'd ever want to marry. I hope we're going to get married one day. And she says, when do you see that? Now, keep in mind, I'm in my early 20s. And I said, well, I think sometime between year 40 and 42. I was as serious as I could be. I wanted her, but I didn't want to get married. And she looks at me and she says, well, that's not my plan at all. She said, you're going to either have to choose to up that date considerably or we need to break up now. Well, I have to say, I really didn't want to lose her, but I didn't want to get married. And I didn't want to get married more so than I didn't want to lose her. And I said, well, we got to break up. And neither one of us enjoyed that. But I broke up because I said, I love singleness. I don't want to get married. But let me tell you, when love overtakes another love, a lesser love, it's amazing what you'll do. And when I realized how much I wanted her, it didn't take me about a year, and I called her back and I said, you still single? You mind if we kind of renew? I'm up in my date considerably. And she said, what does that mean? I explained it was like sooner than later. And so, we come back together. Well, what happens? Something about love. And he's saying here, you got to love him more than you love your own. Well, I love doing my own thing. Well, maybe my own thing is against what God says, but God, I love you so much, I give that up easily because of love for you. So you'll see this in 2 weeks. It's going to have to do with birthing a love relationship, and that's what we'll be kind of explaining at that time.